Blog Talk Radio.
Is my mic open? Oh, I guess it is. Good evening, you guys, and welcome to the TMTS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live on the TMTN, the Michael Gay Network. And I'm just so happy that we're back on air. You know, I already shared what had occurred, and now, you know, things are changing. We're getting back online, and it's just a great feeling, to be honest. It's just a great feeling because, to be honest with you, I love what we do. I really do. I love having these conversations. I love having individuals who tune in and listen in to our debates, you know, because we do have some debates. But we have great conversations. You know, I thought about it, you know, the day that some folks be like, well, you guys talk about politics, and I hear politics on the news. No, what we do, in my opinion, what we do, we dissect certain things that maybe the local news that you might watch or listen to don't do. And we can kiki and ha-ha, as Jay King would say, about certain things that the local news or the national news can't do in the way that we can do. That's the difference, okay? And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to kiki and ha-ha about the things they can't do. So without further ado, let me go ahead and open that mic of an individual who's been with the TMGS, TMGN, everything I've done here in on the Michael Gay Network and everything. And that's my right hand, the one, the only, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
That's good. That's good.
I'm looking forward to the conversations and the things that we have lined up and everything. And how about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a bunch of kittens and cats in my house.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You had two dogs, unfortunately, that passed away recently for you guys that are listening. Janet had two dogs that lived, 17 years, kind of a piece, maybe a year off, and you lost them both. But now you got cats.
I have cats. I feed stray cats because people have a tendency to leave their animals behind, and it's not fair to them. So I usually give them, you know, cat food and water every day, twice a day. I'm planning on getting the kittens and the mother cat fixed because this is her second litter.
Wow. Yeah, because, they will grow in popular, you know what I'm saying? Well, they will grow when it comes to, you know, the amount of them that can be around your residence. So, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
they will grow.
The first
and then, again, you have to remember
one.
Now, I don't know, and, you know, it's so funny that you said that because earlier this evening or just shortly about an hour ago, I was on another show and they were talking about dogs and everything. And I was like, that's interesting, you know, because our family used to have dogs. We used to breed Dobermans.
Mm-hmm.
They were AKC, you know, they were American Kennel Club. They had to be full bred. But that's interesting that you said what you just said about cats. And you know, the thing is, you have to be careful about when you do certain things with cats, with dogs and everything, because if you got them outside, they can sense another female in heat, right? Dogs and cats from everywhere, from everywhere in the neighborhood, down the road, a mile away, can find that out.
That's why I'm having the four little kittens and the one that's a junior, the first litter. It's only one.
Mm-hmm.
She only had two on the first litter, and it's only one that I don't know what happened to the other one. But I'm getting them all fixed.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. All I'm saying is that after the loss of your dogs, right now you always had a love for cats too, right? For animals.
Yeah, even though I had the dogs, I still was feeding the cats.
Yeah, and these are domestic animals, so I understand that. I had to open up a mic here because you know I know he only has a limited amount of time to share with us.
Right.
And you know who he is, the one, the only.
Mm-hmm.
The person always says, Mike, come on now, Mike. You open up a can of worms. You got them thinking.
Mm-hmm.
818-416. Please, you guys, welcome to the show, Mr. Tyler Schill. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome back, my brother. I say welcome back.
I'm sorry about the wind, but I'm out here at an event, and this is all they got for me. Room party and all this, so I'm over here in the pain.
I think you're like. No, go ahead. You're clipping in and out, but I think we could probably get you cleared up in a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, out of traveling and stuff. So, what's the subject? What's where we at?
Okay, so we're just introducing ourselves, but what we're going to do is we're going to get into the whole political world, and because, you know, I like to get that, you know, up front. So last week, Beavis and Butthead, I'm sorry, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, every time I see them, I always think of Beavis and Butthead. I'm sorry. It's just, it just fits, right? And then Ellie Mae from the Beverly Hillbillies, which is Ivanka. I mean, I want to hear you guys' opinion of how this trial is going, because here's people in other realms of politics who are saying in Florida, we need to go ahead and raise money for Donald Trump's defense. This is a guy who has already said he's a billionaire. He has not tried to share anything about his, you know, his income. But then you got politicians who are trying to get you and me, well, let's say we did in Florida. See, go ahead and say that. But let me ask you this question, Janet, first, and then and see what Timer's point of view of it. What do you think this week showed us as far as what Eric's testimony was? First of all, I'm sorry, Donald Jr.'s testimony, because they're going with the "I didn't know." These are individuals who we trusted in doing this, that, and the other. They had no clue. These are business individuals, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
But they're trying to, they're trying to blame other individuals, and that should tell you this. The incompetence that they have. And it wouldn't work for you or me. Trust me. It would not work for you and me. When you do your taxes every year and you do it and you even if you use another person, you're going to be the person that the IRS is going to look at, not the person who prepared it. They're going to look at you, right? So
right.
Donald Jr. goes in there, and he blames the attorneys. Then here comes Eric. Oh, my God. Eric lied all the way through, right? He lied
right.
all the way through. He had no idea of this, no idea of that. But then they have emails and everything of where he knew what the hell was going on. He knew it. And like I said, that's Beavis and Butthead. But Ellie Mae, which is Ivanka, comes in, and you know what? She covered her ass. So I want to ask you guys, I mean, what do you think, Janet, go ahead first. I mean, what is it that the supporters of Donald Trump are not seeing in this whole thing that has been proven of what they testified to in the beginning and where they're saying that they don't remember now?
Well, the bottom line is they have paperwork that they have email, they have all this information showing that they were aware of what was going on. And so to say that you don't recall, that would be Ivanka's favorite. She didn't recall most of the stuff, but they got it in writing. So that's all that really counts, you know? You can, and so it was, to me, like a fiasco last week. And this week coming up, it's going to be the defense's turn. And I don't think they have anything to stand on. I really don't.
Right, okay. So, Timon, your thoughts on what happened this past week?
Oh, Mike, they're done. They're done.
Yeah.
Dude, they're done. the judge has already filed charges of fraud. Okay, mm-hmm. He's just letting them go through the deal. They've already been convicted of fraud. They got them dead to right. You can't say that the place is 11 times bigger. You can't say, and then, you know, he tried to say, well, the banks didn't complain. It's not about the banks complaining. You wouldn't have gotten a loan if you hadn't lied about what you said that you had.
That's
you
right.
Lied. And that's how
and
you got
even,
it.
Mm-hmm. He even did it on
now,
the
Now, let me ask you guys something now, but quickly. There was something about a statement that was made about a clause, a certain clause. Okay, you guys refresh my memory on it. I can't really say exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But wasn't it where he claimed, or his attorney's claim about some kind of clause that is a fake clause, but it should not be admissible in court?
Well, wait a minute. Let me finish. That he is not... They do not have a leg to stand on, Janet said, because of the way the case is ran. They have all the info. Okay, Weisselberg went to jail for the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Cohen went to jail for the lie. Okay, you cannot lie anymore. He's mad because this is about to hit him harder than any of the other cases. Okay, he cannot win. He's already lost. Because of fraud. And that's when, you know, that daughter can come and say, oh, I had nothing to do, don't remember. That's like Janet said. I mean, we have all the messages. We have all the phone calls. And everything.
Right.
When they, and also, remember the hotel, Mike? The hotel that they in Washington?
Yeah.
A mail thing. And they turned and said, she was behind the deal. She's the one that set the deal up for it to get done.
That's right.
But
and the ethics got them on that.
Here's what I'm asking. What I'm
they
asking is this. Okay, right. But okay, and I understand what you're saying. They got them. And for all the listeners around the world, you're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. We're discussing this whole thing about what's happening with Donald Trump's legal issues here. And what this is a bombshell here, because remember there was where he claimed that what was a so-called clause, I can't remember, and I think, and I'm hoping that one of you can recall where he said that, well, you know, it was something that where we weren't being truthful, but we're just saying that, you know, you do your own research to find out that it's truthful. See what I'm saying? It's like, wait a minute now. You cannot put false information on a document and submit it and then say, well, we told you that maybe all the information is not truthful. You can't do that shit. You can't, right?
He can.
I'm trying to think the term that Donald Trump tried to use in the courtroom. Is that anything like what is the term that what is her name? Said of you remember back when it was said of I'm trying to think of the term. Something about when it comes to facts. Right. So the clause is what they're trying to say is an alternative thing, right, alternative facts. So, I mean, how can you make something that's a fact an alternative fact? That's what Donald Trump is doing with this clause. Janet, take a look at that, if you don't mind, because he's saying that right now that what they're dealing with is where, well, we told them this, which was a lie, but, you know, we told them, but, you know, what we're telling you is probably not true, but you do the research. You follow me? I'm like, no,
yeah.
Come on now. You don't do business
like
that.
Like he can say all that he wants. That's why he's so upset. He's upset because they're calling him on his bullshit. No one ever called him. Remember, they call him the gingerbread man. The gingerbread man has never been caught. The gingerbread man is about to get hit with $367 million, if not more. It's not going to be $250. And because of what he did to the judge and all the shit that he says, they're going to stick it to him. And they're going to stick it to him good. And he might as well get rid of these sisters of take him down. There's three black women about to stick it to him. And one of them's a judge sitting over in Washington, D.C. Once Letitia's done with his ass, he goes to Washington. And after Washington, he's going over to your girl, Fawny. He can cancel Christmas. They can get
mad. What I want to say is this. But let's look at the reality of this. And I agree with you. If that were to be true, but the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump is still the front runner for the Republican Party. Donald Trump is still not going to the debates. He's not showing up at all. Period.
Good.
He
and
doesn't
been
show
moving.
Up to. He doesn't. Okay. So, but what I'm, I just want to say this. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Isn't it scary that though the facts are there, that, you know, I mean, I believe that where, you know, if you committed a crime, you know, you should be in the court of law, regardless if you were a former president, regardless if you were a so-called billionaire, which you never shared everything. They had to force certain things from you to get some understanding of what you've really been doing, okay? But there's still many Americans out there that don't give a damn, that, like, we don't care what he did or what you claim he's done. We still want him to be the president of the United States again. And look at
I found it, Michael. It's called a disclaimer clause. That's what Trump was saying. Or you might as well call it a worthless statement. You said he advised different people may reach different conclusions about the values in it. But he says that they have to do their own due diligence to find out if it's true or not.
Is that hysterical or what? Because, see, if I go to get an apartment, I'm not going to go ahead and put on the application a lie. And then they say, hey, look, we're finding this. No, well, then you do your own research and find out if I'm lying or not.
Yeah.
If I go to get a loan, a car loan, a loan for anything, and I tell something that is not truthful, what? You're supposed to look at it like, oh, well, I told you what I share with you may not be the truth, but it's up to you to find out what's the truth or not.
Well, the thing
that
is, Mike,
don't
one,
fly.
You're not. Well, one, Mike.
That shit don't fly.
You can't. Man, as people lying for him and covering for him. If you and I had this, he's cover his taxes the way he does. You imagine for the last over 30 years, 30 years to not pay taxes, to not be covered, is to stall to stall. He will drag out till all of a sudden you give up. And the only way, and he already, if you sign up,
You're going in and out, and I really want to hear
you. I'm in a bad spot. Sorry about that.
Right.
Sorry about that. I'm in a bad spot. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm going to stand right here. So we don't have, if the average American had the attorneys that this man has, and all the tax people to cover for him. Even Alvin Weisselberg, the dude who covers for his accountant, doesn't even have a license to be an accountant. He didn't even know what GAAP is. My girlfriend is an actual accountant. I asked her what GAAP stands for. She told me what it was. I said, you know, this man's been accountant, and he didn't even have a license? So you know how long these people been lying? He was also the accountant to his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
They've cut this over, Mike. And I don't care if them ignorant, dumb redneck and black, because you got a lot of black folks, you got a lot of white folks, you got Mexicans, everybody. They're going to vote for this. They think he's God. Because they love conflict. If they want to go down the ship, they're down with the ship. You, me, and Janet, we ain't buying it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to drink the Kool-Aid today, forgive me your own thing, my, by all means, drink it. But he's going down. Because he's
here's the thing. I want to open up the chat room, and I haven't done that yet. But it's something that where a lot of folks, people saying that, oh, you guys hate Donald Trump, going after Trump. Look, if you commit a crime, and let's be realistic here for all of you that are listening throughout the world, is that where you have to. You have to be brought to justice. If there's an investigation, and keep in mind, these investigations cost taxpayers dollars. I don't think that all these judges and everything are going after Donald Trump just for the fact of he's Donald Trump. If he's committed a crime, just like you and me, like you just said, trust and believe, they're going to go after your ass. No, I mean, there's no apology. Regardless of your former president, regardless if you claim you're a billionaire, and keep in mind what Donald Trump did. He said, I don't have to prove my income.
Mm-hmm.
The first president, actually the first candidate to be president, who said, the people don't care about that. They just want me to be president. And then what I looked at also is that the fact that he didn't want to be president. Think about this. He really didn't want to be president. He just loved the fact of having the title and do whatever he had to do for the title. He really didn't want to run the country. He wanted other folks to run the country. He wanted to do everything he can do just to keep that position. Think about that. We already know that he's not qualified, okay, to be president again.
What he did, I will tell you what he did do. Donald Trump exposed our justice system.
Mm-hmm.
He opened up where we have to close those loopholes. You see, that's what he did. He made a mockery of our justice system and our laws. And he let in. He is not the cause of where America is today. That was already there. All he did was break the dam. Okay? This crap was already there. And it started when Obama was in office.
Mm-hmm.
And they got too comfortable, which is the reason why they wanted to make sure that remember, McConnell stated, we're going to make
Mitch
him a one-term president.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm gonna make him a one-term president. His main objective was to ruin it. And that's what led in the Tea Party. That's how you got your Matt Gaetz. That's how you got Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Comers and all these homophobic, all these psychopathic. You know, Mike Johnson is a homophobe. And they think, really, he's an undercover gay. And so is, what's his name? What's the boy's name, Janet? Lindsey Graham. He's been caught with dominatrix. They know he's gay. But all of them are all talking about this TRT, and they worried about you saw that Youngkin, who tried to ride on what he was talking about, what they do to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was Mr. CRT, man. Remember that critical race theory crap he was telling them?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Right.
They shut his ass down. They shut him down because Youngkin, tried to do the full abortion thing. They've already proven, Mike, even if you're a Republican, them women today are kicking ass today You got more women in college today. You got more women with PhDs, black and white. You think they want to go back to putting barefoot and pregnant?
No.
Are you crazy? That's not going to happen.
Okay, hold on. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah,
because I had a hand up, and I want to go ahead and let folks, because this is a very deep conversation. I know we only have a certain amount of time with you, and I appreciate you chiming in. 559-681, I opened up your mic. Welcome to the show, and what's your question or comment on this topic?
Michael, how do you not know my number after all these times?
I
do
know who
know.
It was.
You can call me a Kool-Aid drinker if you want, but it's not necessarily because of this. But let me tell you, I believe in research. And I have to tell you that, Michael, before your show, Reese happened to just send me a clip of some things that were put out in the news about Trump, but then it showed the real clip, like the full version of it. And see, that's the thing, too, is you have to sometimes do research. For instance, a couple of brief examples, because I know you're short on time. One of the ones, you know, they claim that, you know, he didn't go see the troops, but yet on Christmas, he was in Afghanistan serving them food. At Thanksgiving, he was in Iraq. So he did go, you know, but you didn't see that part. There were scenes where there was some kind of a thing you were supposed to feed in China. It was with the China thing, and you were supposed to, like, put the food in this pond or something, and it showed Trump dumping his whole box in, and they made it sound like he did it wrong. But then when you see the whole clip, that's what the Chinese guy did. They put a couple in, and then he dumped his whole box, so then Trump did. Again, am I saying that wrong? Okay. Also, they showed a picture that was two refugees, refugee kids. They were laying on the floors in cages, and they were trying to say that it was, you know, blaming Trump. Turns out the photo was from the Obama era. They did several other photos that weren't even real photos. They were saying that they were built bombing someplace. Turned out it was us doing some trial things, and somebody happened to capture the film, and now they found this out. So here's the thing. You have Hillary Clinton, who we know used her own personal computer to send emails. Now, I don't care what the emails had on them. It was a personal computer, and she was sending something that should never in a million years gone on a personal computer. Okay, I don't care. So she didn't go to jail. You know, there were things that Obama had done.
They found
documents in Obama's place. They found documents in Clinton's place. They found documents in Biden's place. Now, the fact that he's current president, he has a point. My thing is I'm not saying that I am a Trump necessarily supporter, but tell me something. If we don't have Trump as the Republican nominee, who is the Republican nominee going to be that would be able to stand up against whoever they put up for the Democrats? Because it sure isn't going to be Biden
Great question, because I had said that, and I said that too. In fact, you heard me say this. So let me back up a moment here. And you brought up the stuff that happened, you know, in the past and everything during our government, of where there are people who still feel like that Hillary Clinton had a lot to do with a lot of things, right? Okay. But we have to look at right now. Now, if they are guilty, and if the Republican Party is in control of the House, they can bring those charges, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can bring those charges, but they haven't, so they don't have enough evidence yet. Okay, they tried once before; it didn't work the first time. You got to bring enough evidence, and here's the thing. When you're trying to investigate, guess who's paying for that shit? The taxpayers. So I think that the Republican Party is thinking of where, we want to do it, but we have to make sure we have enough evidence in order for us to pay the money that you and I pay them to bring a conviction. That's the bottom line. Hold on, please. Let me go further. You know, as I said, every president has to pick up the ball from the former one, right? And that's what happens in America. You have to deal with that. Whenever we do it every 4 years, that president has to deal with that. You can talk about Obama. You can talk about, you know, the Bushes and everything. Okay, which there was two Bushes. But America moves forward, and whatever president has to take over office has to deal with what was already in there, what they have to deal with. So I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go ahead and pass the baton to everybody of their point of views. What we're dealing with is unprecedented, though. You've never seen a president that is on a tour not to try to get reelection, but he's in courthouses the first time we've ever seen this in America. And the thing is that where I'm thinking that Donald Trump needs to step up and really, I mean, even though he's trying to say that, well, you know, these charges are not, you know, legit. Obviously, individuals think they are. And obviously, everything that's been going on, there's some truth to the fact. And the thing is that where if Donald Trump is doing this, and if they can find him guilty of it, then that tells you that where at some point no other president in the future or anybody else can do the same damn thing to America. Understand my point? Donald Trump has cozied up with many of our ministers. He has cozied up and said that, well, you know what? The Russian president told me he had nothing to do with this incident. But look at what's going on with Russia and another country. Donald Trump believed at that point in time this man's word. But you can say anything you want to. Donald Trump believed that North Korea was not our enemy. But they still are. They're still not really our enemy. They're really against South Korea. Keep in mind, Korea was one continent or one country. So the thing is that it's kind of confusing to the American people of what the hell is going on with our international communication. Folks say, don't spend money. Don't send money to all these other countries. But you have to remember is that these are our allies, and these are individuals that we do have bases at, right? So we have to think about that now. That we have to look at where, yeah, we have to spend some money to protect our borders and protect our allies. It may not sound great to everybody, but again, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, share that part of it, because I see the whole thing of it, of where, yeah, you know, if you look at history, if you look at Cuba, where it's like 90 something miles away from the United States border, what is Cuba now? Look at the other, just look at it. Anything close to the United States, we own that. We control that. We cannot allow individuals or certain countries to work with them and allow them to put bases there and planes and fighter jets and everything there that is less than 90 miles from us. they could be at the coast of Florida in minutes. And I think that, you know, in my opinion, is that right now, when we look at what's going on with these crises that are going on all around the world, I think that the United States has to look at it of where, hey, look, these folks are getting too close to our military bases throughout the world, are our soldiers throughout the world. We have to do something. I turn my time over to Janet Davis.
No, do timing. Do timing first.
No, I'm done.
Yeah. I said timing.
No, I'm saying I turn my time over to whoever wants to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike. One thing the person didn't that was speaking, one thing they didn't understand is that the very people that all work for Trump have all turned on him. They're all turning on him. That's what they need to understand. This isn't a witch hunt. These are people who trusted him. And Bill Barr was the one that allowed Trump to do everything that he did. Bill Barr is the one that shut down the Mueller investigation. He should be in jail right now. So what people need to understand, ain't nobody after him. His own people, from his AD, from his attorney general, to all his military people. Come on, man. Is everybody lying on you?
Now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something on what you just said.
Go right
ahead. So you know what they're trying to do is the Democrats, they're trying to get it so that this Georgia trial, it's a state trial. It's not a federal trial. It's a state trial, and they're trying to do it so that somehow Trump isn't going to be able to run. That's going to fail, in my opinion. Trump has too much money. He's going to come in with, you don't have enough evidence. And what's going to end up happening is that they're going to be able to, that trial is going to fail. Trump's going to go on the ballot. You look at his poll ratings right now, if the election were tomorrow, it looks like he would win. So tell me something. What makes you think that that's not a ploy on Trump's part? Go ahead, you guys. I want you to do this because once they elect me back as president, pardon
say
you
again,
all.
Because of what? I'm sorry, you broke up.
I said,
because
don't kid yourself. Trump made deals with all of them. Go ahead and turn against me because all we got to do is make it and get it so that I can run for president. And when I win, I'm going to go in and I'm going to pardon them all.
Now can I say something? If Trump wanted to pardon, he would have pardoned before he left office on a lot of the stuff that was happening. I, too, research and look at a lot of different things, and I know most of the stuff that Trump they're getting them on is stuff that came out of his own mouth. Just like when Mike was talking about Helsinki, and he said he believed Putin. Putin said he was the one that tried to mess with the election. He said, yes, I did. After Trump said he believed Putin over his own Secret Service. Not Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, or whoever. You know, Putin came right out and said the opposite. So the things that they're getting Trump on is because he did it to himself. He could have given those documents back. He chose not to do so. No matter how many times they tried to ask for those documents, he didn't give them back. Those were supposed to go to the archives. Yes, Biden had some. He gave them back. Pence had some. He gave them back. Obama had some. Whoever had some, they gave them back. They called the people, said, come get these documents. Chose not to. He put this on himself.
And I have to say that Janet's right about that, is that where, you know, I mean, we can make a mistake, and if they took something off the property that was not yours, okay? But, again, when requested to have them back, those individuals that she just said, okay, cool.
How you doing?
I didn't know, right, and they did. But Donald Trump was defiant Like, no, they belong to me. Now, that is a problem there, because they're telling him, and I'm just saying that, where here you had Democrats and Republicans, meaning Pence, had documents they should not have. They kindly asked them, return those documents, they're not yours. And they did. Donald Trump did the opposite. Janet is very much correct. And then they had to go ahead and do what they did, is go to Mar-a-Lago and take the shit back.
And
you know,
Mike, the crazy thing is that everybody that's coming out against him are Republicans.
Yes.
People work for him, and they're turning him in. What do you think they're going to do? They are going to sing. They're not going to jail for him. Michael Cohen went to jail for him. Weisselberg went to jail for him. But do you think that Bill Barr is a witness. They're going to take this man down. And I understand that there are people out there that will drink the Kool-Aid and follow him no matter what he said. But the man was not a billionaire. And two, he's a charlatan. And I don't understand. I don't know what it's going to take to get them to wake up. Okay? They can choose not to. It's their choice. But that's the freedom. That's the beauty of living in America. If you choose to vote for this man, even though he gets convicted, that's on you. But let me tell you, anything that he does, he is not going, they are not going to put, even other Republicans do not want this man ever to step his foot. And let us not forget that Colorado, if the 14th Amendment is passed, Trump will not be able to run because he started an insurrection. Even though they're not he can't do that.
So can I ask you guys this question, though? And I want to get your opinion.
Yeah.
Do you really think that this whole thing is about putting Donald Trump behind bars or just barring him from being in any kind of political office? I think that's what's going to happen. I think that the whole thing is that we're barring him from of course he's going to be able to speak up whatever he wants to through a social media page and this and the other, but just to block him, of course, of having, his whole thing in New York. You know, they want him out of New York, period. Business-wise, Donald Trump. And let's go back to the kids. Let's go back to Donald Trump Jr. Let's go back to, Eric. To me, they're like Beavis and Butthead because they have the same hairstyle. But anyway, do you think that this will be a thing of where it will come out to where they just don't want Donald Trump to be in the political field anymore as far as being eligible for of being in politics? Because already they want him on the ballot, okay? Isn't that the bottom line? It's not about putting him in jail. It's about removing him of being in political office, period.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's about the Democrats. You know, seeing that's what the Republicans are trying to keep from happening. But that's exactly what the Democrats are doing, is they're trying to make it so he can't run for office. I don't think they care whether he does time or not. It's exactly what you just said. They don't want him to be able to run for president again. And you know what? If it comes out, oh, hey, guess what? You know, we don't have enough evidence to really say it, even though all these people testified against you and all this stuff, we're going to have to drop these charges. Whatever the case might be, it's exactly what you just said. They don't care whether Trump goes to prison. They only want him not to be able to run again.
No, the problem is people don't want to lose democracy. That's the bottom line. We all, and people probably don't realize it. A lot of people don't realize it, but our democracy was hanging by a thread. What president ever did an insurrection? So apparently Trump didn't do an insurrection. He didn't cause what happened January 6th. Nobody told him to, like I said, to take those documents, you know, to Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, so, right.
Well, hold on.
Okay,
Mike,
so here's my next question. And of course,
well, wait a minute, Mike. Mike, I didn't get to answer that.
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. I'm going to let you speak. But here's something I already shared with Janet. Right now, what you guys probably have seen or may not have seen is that, of course, you know, Biden's looking at running again with Harris. Who on the Democratic ticket with Trump being the front runner still, with all these, you know, all these damn things against him, he's not appearing at any debates, period. And let's look at the fact that when he was president, he did not appear at many events that most presidents would attend, because he's a punk ass. But anyway, he didn't go to the event where, you know, where all the what is it called, Janet? Where the individuals that you know the media thing, you know, the dinner.
Right.
He didn't show up to those all that time. Never showed to any of those. Have not been on debate stage with Republicans so far at all, right? So my question is, if this keeps going and people vote him, which he still has, you know, the front runner, who is his running mate? And who do you think he would choose to be his running mate? Because, see, that has not has even been asked.
Mike,
you got to have a vice president. Go ahead.
Mike, it does not matter. He's not going to be there, okay? And it's not about just putting him in jail. I'm going to say this, and I won't have to say anything more because I'm letting you know. This man is not. He's a charlatan. I don't care how many votes he got, you know. They don't want him. He's got the 14th Amendment against him. He also has, Mike, he has, if you look at all the cases that are going, there's no way that Judge Chutkan is going to let that man walk free. He's going to go down, and they can sit up, and I don't know what he done told them or what they're watching, but you got Republicans. Mitch McConnell don't even want Trump, because he's making a mockery of what the Republicans are. These are not Ronald Reagan Republicans. These are MAGA Republicans. These dudes are all about burning it down. Why you think they didn't say nothing? Shoot, Mike Johnson, who is the House deal, he didn't even sign to recognize as Biden to be the president. People
Correct.
Are not going against – they're going against our laws. They're going against things that we've set up that needs to be. You know why, Mike? Did you see the gerrymandering in Alabama? Did you see the gerrymandering in the South? Because they know by the vote. Also, who else? What else did they lose on? They just lost on abortion, Mike. They're not letting these people abortion
in
and all this
states,
stuff. And those
right.
are red states. Those are red states. So I don't care. You can sit there and they can go up and down. And I know it looked like this man is going to walk free. Now, he may beat that Alvin Bragg case, but he ain't beating the case. The case in New York has already been taken care of. The girl, the woman that accused him of rape, she already got him again. And then, Fani, all of them people going to turn. All of them are going to turn. They already, guess what, when Mark Meadows go up on that witness stand, how you think the federal government gave him immunity, Mike?
That's
he
right.
Gave him immunity. So let me ask you. Okay, so hold on, everybody. So based on what happened this past week, again, Beavis and Butthead, you know why I say that? Because they had the same hairstyle and this and the other. Donald Trump Jr., Trump Jr., Don Jr., and then all of a sudden here comes Eric. And Eric denied a lot of stuff, and then they brought it back to him. Then what happened? Ellie Mae, a different show, which is Ivanka. She's Ellie Mae in the family. She made a powerful statement, right? Y'all know that, right? You know, they all trying to blame the lawyers and the individuals, you know, but it was documented and it was already shown the fact that they knew about what was going on in the business as far as, you know, the loans and, you know, y'all, I mean, most of y'all that follow this.
Deflating.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Janet. They knew about it. And now they're caught. So moving forward, I mean, with that testimony from the family members, do you think that it will actually make any Republicans think that there was definitely lies, definitely criminal intent in this trial? Because there's so many more that's going to be coming up. But do you think that what they said or did not say, because, you know, the judge has to look at it, right? What do you guys think?
Well, can I say something? I just want to, okay, like Carmen was saying, a lot of the people that are Republicans are going against Trump. They not going against him, but decided to tell the truth. Chaz Burrow, Ellis, she decided, because he wasn't trying to help her with all the money he's getting from the MAGA people. Nobody was helping her with her lawyer fees and everything. You know, she was crying when she gave her little speech. You know,
okay.
And so she's, you know, you got Republicans, like Timon has said. There's not no Beavis Butthead. You got Republicans that are going against Trump. You got red states going against what Trump stands for. It's not the Democrats. They're just sitting back waiting. Look how many times they've tried to tie Biden in with his son. And nothing has been able to stick because Biden, they want to think that Biden is crooked. They called him the crime family. You know, he's supposed to be senile. And which one is it? He's just being president. He has set so many records since he's been in office, more than any other president.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. Republicans are the ones putting the screw. It's not the Democrats. Yeah,
okay,
the
thing for me is that I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Because, see, the thing is for me is that where I'm the type of person where I feel like there's something that each party wants to do, you know. Each party wants to do. It could be positive, could be negative, but I see that both parties are not really, in all honesty, working for the people. You know, there's certain things that happen. This is my opinion now, and don't judge me and don't question me on it. I feel like that we've gotten to this country, this country has gotten to the point of where we're not really working on that. Because, see, when you get to that point where you work in Congress, you work in, you know, and all these type of let's say, for instance, you know, when you're voted in
4 years of date, this, that, and the other. You're making a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. You're willing to go ahead and change parties. You're willing to do this, that, and the other. But we've seen this all happen. A lot of folks say that, well, I'm doing it for my district. I'm doing this for, you know. The reality is that where once they see what's right there in front of them and seeing that where, you know, they can do this and that and the other, the control of it, but then when they go back and see that the reality of it, of where, you know what, you're going to have to throw some people underneath the bus. That's what's happening. Okay, so that's my opinion now. A lot of individuals don't realize when they get into that position of where they have to make choices. And unfortunately, some of the choices are not the best for the American people. Excuse me. It's not. I see a person on the board. They haven't hit the number one, but they can hit the number one when they want to. And they know I love for them to chime in. So whenever you want to chime in, please hit the number one. I'm sorry. I have this coughing effect. But we're getting to the top of the hour. In fact, we're at the top of the hour. And I think we need to take a little break. I want to take a quick break and then come back, and then we're going to get into our next topic, because this has been interesting, you know, with the political thing. We always touch on it every Saturday because every week there's something happening in politics. You guys know it, but we have a different twist on it for you guys that are listening all over the world. You know, here, this is what we deal with in America. So I want you guys to, you know, just know that where, you know, we don't just stay on one thing or one topic. We do talk about other things. So with that being said, and I'm sorry, I have a little coughing effect. I want to go ahead and do a new break. Why is that happening right now? Janet, I'm going to take a music break. And all right. Listeners, I'm just trying to pull up the right song to do it. Because based on what we've been talking about, I think it's a great time to play some good music. Take a break, you guys, and chill for a minute. We have another hour to go. We have other topics to talk about. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Black Friday. Do you buy online? Is buy online something that you really love to do? We're going to also discuss tipping. Do you understand tipping? Do you tip? Some folks do. Some folks don't. Jan and I already had a conversation in a private conversation. She says, yeah, she still tips. Even with bad service, which is really, you know, interesting. But we're going to get to that conversation momentarily, right? Because with the holiday season coming, you know, buying online is really something that people are doing more so than buying in the stores, right? But I really want to know, what do you like to do? Buy online or buying the stores, okay? Okay, so let me go ahead and see if I can find, and I apologize. I'm trying to find a song, you guys. Hold on a minute. Play. Okay, I'm going to go with this one here. I think this one will work. Here it is. Let me see if I can do this one here. I apologize, you guys, and the board has changed a little bit. So here we go. You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
You're not talking, you won't say what's on your mind if I press you. You say everything is fine, but I got a sinking feeling way down deep inside that I'm losing you. I never question where you come or where you go. Now I wonder, I really need to know. I'm hearing rumors from my very trusted friend telling me this could be the end. Always knew there would be days like this. We can fix things with a hug or a kiss. We find a way to love. Sometimes we've got to find a way to love. Became a complicated mess. What happened, baby? Pick your educated guess. We had sunshine, now we've got rain. Ain't no fire, there's no flame. No passion, so no pain. Let's just stop. Ooh, take a minute,
take a minute.
Think about this fire before we jump in. I'll be lost if you go. You've forgotten, I'll let you know.
Girl, I need you.
Mama said there would be days like this. We can fix things with a hug. Remember when we smiled? Remember, baby, now hold on. I've been, how long we've been together. Ooh, somehow we rub each other off. Yes, we do. Since you forgot, I let you know, girl. I don't care how I'm looking, baby. Love is stronger than
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcast in Georgia. And that was Mr. Joe Levy with Find a Way to Love. with special guest, Jeanette Harris. Hey, you guys. Jeanette Harris, woo, that sister can blow a horn. I mean, she's awesome. Check her out. She's been around for a while, and she's got some great music. If you love some good saxophone, check out Jeanette Harris. Find a Way to Love, Joe Levy and Jeanette Harris. Welcome back to the show, and what we're going to do, we're going to go into our next topic, which is not politics, but but we're going to go back into the show, and what I want you guys to think about is when it comes to tipping, how do you feel about tipping? When you go to a restaurant, when you go to, you know, anywhere. Now, different places have these like iPads and everything, and automatically it pops up asking you to give a tip. Do you feel like, you know, that you should give one when it's being electronically requested from you? And I've seen that, and I'm like interested in the fact that where, what happened to the tip jar? But now you have something that is requesting you to give a tip. Jen, are you there?
Yes, hello? I'm here.
Okay. All right. I hope everybody else is there. And, in fact, I see that Officer Crenshaw chimed in. So the things that were with technology now, they're going to request you to give a tip. There was an individual I saw one day, like 2 days ago, that said that they went to the cooler of a particular restaurant, got out their soda. They told them, yeah, I'm sorry, their water. And then the individual behind the counter said, you want to give a tip? So when do you give a tip? Do you give a tip for just being there and spending your money, or do you give a tip for customer service? And based on what that person told, you know, on that show or on that feed, that where I don't believe I should give a tip if I'm not getting service from an individual that works in the establishment. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and open up and welcome. You know, I'm glad security is here. I really am. Please say hello to Officer Crenshaw. How you doing, my brother?
Hey,
thank
Crenshaw.
You.
Hey, Janet. Hey, everybody. Hey, Michael. I'm just sitting back listening. Today was a down day for me. I mean, it's Veterans Day, but, you know, I was just kind of listening. So that's what I'm going to do is just I'm going to listen. If I have something, I'll speak up.
You
other than that,
Veterans
I'll be
day?
On mute. Yes.
You said Veterans Day?
It is today.
Veterans Day.
Wow, I apologize. Hey, hold on. Today is Veterans Day, and I've not heard anything about it.
It's been on TV.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I've been asleep. But the whole thing is about, you know, holidays. It's about Christmas, not Veterans Day. Might have been on TV, but what about the stores? How come the stores are not putting up the flags and everything? And reminding,
I
did not know.
Veterans Day? They
just
yes, it's a federal holiday, so if you work,
yeah,
you get
federal.
Your extra pay, but certain stores will do it.
This is Saturday, right.
Right. Some
right.
people,
certain.
Some of them observe, if when Veterans Day fall on a weekend, they observe the last or the following Business Day as Veterans Day.
It's correct.
Observance Day. Yesterday was observance day, and today is the actual day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just listening to you guys.
I'm sorry.
Tickle me. You tickle me sometimes when y'all get into y'all conversations, but, you know, without laughter, where the hell would we be? Probably sitting on the toilet 24/7, so we got to have laughter.
Well, we're not – well, the thing is that where I'm not disrespecting you, that what you just shared, I did not know. To be honest,
yeah.
I did not know. And the thing is that where, you know, I need to keep contacting and keep in point of where the actual holiday is. See, it's not my fault. It's not your fault. It's where they change things. Where your government says, you know, we're going to switch it up. But they don't make it known nationally, right? They don't.
Right.
Because, see, the thing is,
well,
I didn't know that.
You know,
well,
the big
Biden
thing
put
do, yeah,
on the unknown soldiers thing today.
Right,
mm-hmm.
He put the wreath down at Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing is people always say thank you for your service. You know, well, you work at McDonald's, you're providing a service. I look at it because of what I've gone through and what a lot of my friends have gone through. I look at it as a sacrifice. So when I see another veteran, I thank them for their sacrifice, not just because they went to combat or they were in the service for X amount of years, but the sacrifice that their families also had to go through when they were being deployed, you know, the things
mm-hmm.
that their children had to go through. So it's more of a sacrifice.
And also
than
loss.
And
the loss. And also the loss of maybe some family members, right? We have to
right.
think about that, too.
Right.
So the thing is that we're, okay, so Officer Crenshaw, first and foremost, thank you for chiming in and listening in. We were talking about politics and this and the other, what's going on, which, you know, when you think about it, you guys, it does have effect on our veterans. It does have effect on our individuals who are serving for our country. A major effect, you know, when it comes to what's happening in our politics, you know, when exactly where he just said, you don't know it, but then they change the dates. That's a different, you know, show that I really want to look into, of where, how come we're not acknowledging these dates? How come we're shifting it to where it's convenient for a 3-day weekend? Think about it. It's a convenience thing. Am I right or wrong? I know I'm right. We do this. We do this in America. Oh, okay. Actually, it's not always where folks have these days off, but the banks are closed, certain financial institutions can shut down. They get a whole 3-4 days off. Think about it. It's not for you or me. It's for them to not do their job. Financial institutions, the ones who manage your money, get days off. 3 days off. But correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll say, okay. But in reality, it's the truth. It's really the truth. Thank you, Officer Crenshaw, for calling in and sharing that fact. Because legally and initially, right, this is Veterans Day. But on your
correct.
Calendar, it's a different thing. It's different. So I want to say to you, thank you for your service, not just in the military, but your service in law enforcement, because you've been a former police officer. And you know, you serve your community, and we've already talked about it. You've already shared it and everything here in the ATL. And hopefully that every law enforcement or every police precinct or, you know, whether it's Atlanta or L.A. and everything, will allow officers like Officer Crenshaw help train individuals. Hopefully that will happen. You can't just keep bringing 20-year-olds who are scared to death of doing their job. Get trained from individuals who've done it for 20 years to be comfortable and know how to do their job. That's a problem. So moving forward, I want to move forward to the show. The time is now 7:21 p.m. on the East Coast. Today is November the 11th, 2023, and I want to go ahead and change topics for a moment. I'm trying to think about which one I want to go to. Janet, should it be the one or the other? What do you think? You know what I'm
saying? You already said what it's going to be, Michael.
Well, I was trying to see if you wanted to go ahead and give me an idea there. Okay, so the topic I want to get to next is I think I want to go to the one about, because they're both interesting. I think I want to go to the one about individuals who, Black Friday. Let's do Black Friday first. Do you guys realize at one point Black Friday was what? Right around Thanksgiving, right? Can you agree with me? But now you have Black Fridays 2 and 3 weeks in advance before the holidays even hit. Many stores around the country in your areas are giving you Black Friday deals. And they're doing online Black Fridays now. It's not the Black Fridays that we used to or that we used to do. But now they have Black Fridays online. Yeah. Then they have Black Friday online on Mondays. It's not Friday, but it's on Monday. You know, I mean, what is this all about, though?
Making money.
What? Thank you. And then when you look at the ones that they do offer, mini store chains and everything, it's not really that great of a deal. Some are. I'm going to be honest. Some are. But it's not the dollars that you think you're really saving. It's about this. They're clearing out the warehouse and everything. You may get some items that are, you know, $10 off and this and that. Well, they could have done that inside the store. But we as consumers, we, America, that used to be producers, creators of product, have become more of consumers. We've talked about this before. We spend more money than we create product. You know that, right? We buy more, okay, product. When America was a country that actually built things, actually created things. That's what we used to be. But now we will go broke to have the latest, the greatest product. We will go broke. They have the name brand. We'll spend $100-something, $200, $300 for a pair of tennis shoes that only cost $15 to make. We do that. Y'all know that, don't you? Y'all know that. So, do you shop online? My question. Do you go to the Black Friday events? What do you do?
I shop online and in the store, but I don't look for the Black Friday sales. I don't look for the Labor Day and Memorial sales because it's not a sale. They jack the price up and then slash it to make it look like a sale. If you go in there off season for something, you know, the price is this off season. I got smart after being stupid. I started putting stuff in my cart online.
Hello.
And I would leave it there for a month or two. And I would watch how the price just moved back and forth depending on the season.
Hmm. Okay. Janet, do you have a response? Okay, I guess not. No, Officer Crenshaw, I follow you on that. Because I see where you know, as you guys know, I'm a manager at Walmart. And, you know, if they're tuning in and listening to what the hell I say, I don't give a shit. But the thing is that where I see how people shop, and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Just went through back to school. Halloween and Christmas crossed over, you know, together. And here's the price for this item. And, of course, Halloween is not year-round, right? So it has to get out of the damn store. So the price goes down, 50%, 75%. Again, like you said, how come people don't think about this and look at it where, you know what, you can get this for damn near more than half off and save it till next year? Store it away. Oh, well, it's going to be outdated. What's outdated about everything Disney? What's outdated about everything, you know, that has to deal with cartoon characters and everything? What's outdated about that? It's going to be there next year.
Michael.
Go ahead.
I was on mute. So I had a hard time trying to get off of mute. I'm sort of like Crenshaw. I put my own self on mute. I normally have myself on mute. Anyway, to make a long story short, I'm like Crenshaw. I don't look at the sales. When I want something, if it's too expensive, I will choose. I don't put it in a shopping cart, but I'll shop around. Just like right now, I'm looking for Roman shades. I've seen them up to 40% off, so they claim. But when you go to put all the little trims and everything on it and you get to the very end and you put it in the cart, you realize it really wasn't a sale. Because what was $34 ended up being $114.
Hello.
For one shade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like shopping around, and I don't look at the holidays.
So, Mike, I got a question for you, since you're a manager. Kind of like chopping my fingernails off here, but. Why do you guys I'm not going to say you guys. Why do the stores put stuff out for clearance and show a clearance price and the original price is only, you know, the clearance tag clearly says clearance, so it attracts you. It's like, you know, jelly on a peanut butter sandwich, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sit there and you read the numbers, it only went 16 cents is what they dropped it down to clearance. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know.
You know,
I went to buy some nails. I went to buy some nails, and you know.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
I'm just saying.
Well, look at the word. Well, look at the word clearance, and remember that clearance does not mean that it's going to be, you know, cheaper all the time. Clearance means what I understand. We're clearing out that product. Every store, Walmart, Home Depot, clearance. In my opinion,
bring it right back.
Well, okay, if they do, but it might bring it right back on a different brand name. But they're clearing out what they have of that particular product. They're removing it from their shelves. They're removing it from their stock. So they call it clearance. Okay. Now, granted, Janet just said they might bring it right back, but they might bring it right back as a different product, different name brand. You know, they're clearing out that name brand. Remember that, you know, Sears used to have a certain brand, right? And what Sears did went out of business, and then Lowe's took over a lot of the product that you would get from Sears. Am I right or wrong? I'm right. Okay.
You are right
on
that.
So they have to clear that out. You understand what I'm saying? They have to clear that out. Clearance does not always mean a discount. It means that we're not going to have that product anymore in the stores. They're just clearing
so,
out. You know, they're
so
removing
even
that product.
Right, so even though they're removing that product and they put it out for clearance, to attract and get it out of the store, you would think they would drop the price more than just a 17-cent drop, though.
You would
think
so, right.
Does it have something to do with the item itself as far as what they paid for it and what they can take as a loss? Or, you know, because they're... It looks like they're still trying to keep their hand in the cookie jar, but get rid of this stuff at the same time.
Well, if you look at if you look at seasonal products, okay, I'm going to give you that as an example. Certain products are seasonal, right? Halloween is seasonal. Christmas is seasonal, okay? You're paying top dollar for it when they put it on the shelves, every store. But once that season is gone, they say clearance, right? Now,
right.
You follow me. Clearance. Because Christmas and Halloween is not year-round. They got to get rid of it. They have to make room for other products that you're going to get that's not seasonal. So as a consumer, you have to be a very intelligent buyer of products. Again, like I said, if you wait, I saw where there was candy, bags of candy that was costing anywhere from $3 to $20-something dollars, depending on the brand, right? Then all of a sudden, once Halloween was over with, it dropped down to 50%. Then it dropped down to 75%, okay? They're not going to get a loss. Trust me. They're not going to lose it. Because if you look at how much it costs to produce it and what they pay for it, it's pennies, you know, it's pennies on a dime or however you want to say it. They're still going to make a profit. So for you to go into a store and buy the product at the regular cost, knowing that there's a markup on it, that's up to you as a consumer. I've met many smart consumers that are like, you know what, I wait until the end of the season and I buy that shit up. And the same thing I can put out next year. as far as blow-ups, you know, Santa Claus blow-ups and Halloween type, you know, stuff and everything. There are shoppers who are smart enough to know that, you know what, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. It's going to be the same thing. Superheroes are really popular during the holiday, the Halloween season, not the ghouls and goblins type stuff. Teenagers buy that type stuff. Parents are buying more superhero type stuff, princesses and stuff like that. Halloween has changed over decades of how it's celebrated, right? And what sells and what don't sell. But if you invest into the after sales and hold on to it until next year, I know that your home, I've seen where you decorate your home for Christmas, right? Officer Crenshaw, you decorate your home. Okay?
Yes.
But if you go to a store right now, if right after Christmas season, and you go to a store when we're bringing it down to 50%, 75%, you can go ahead and buy all that crap and save it for next year. Why would you wait till next year and pay full price? It's a decoration. Nothing has changed. LED lights are going to be LED lights. Blow-ups are going to be blow-ups. Right? Nothing has changed. Unless you're the type of person where I'm sure you've seen the videos of folks that have this, you know, that have the light shows, and you want to invest in that type of stuff. But it's still the same product. It's still the same provider. They got to get rid of it because they got to make room for what was not seasonal, what's everyday things that people need to buy. If you go ahead and pay full price, that's up to you. You want it, you need it, fine. Same thing. But if you can go ahead and buy when it's, you know, 50%, 75% off and put in storage and then break it out when it's, need to be, put out there, then do so. I know I would.
I like the blow-up idea.
Mm-hmm. We got tons of them. About 8 trailers sitting outside of the store full of Christmas stuff. Excuse me, guys. But come the end of Christmas, and eventually, all the things in that trailer, I'm going to bring down to 75% off. I'm going to make room for the next thing.
I can't hear you.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
So how you been, Janet?
I'm doing okay, Crenshaw.
Yeah,
just
I'm in there.
I lost a couple of dogs, and I'm trying to recoup from it.
Yeah, it takes a moment. You know, I've had a few that have passed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I don't know, this Veterans Day hit me harder than any other Veterans Day ever have. I mean, I don't know if I'm getting older and I'm thinking about the guys that I lost, the guys
mm-hmm.
on, you know, it just kind of hit me a little bit harder. So I've just in kind of, you know, solitude, solitaire, like Peter Cetera says, you know,
mm-hmm.
just kind of in my own stuff, of the world.
Do you think it could be for a lot of the things that are happening, especially with the troops, you know, not getting funding? People
that,
take advantage.
The disrespect of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are disrespecting them are the ones that don't have the balls or the galls to go out and do
That's
what
right.
they're doing or can even say they have done it. You know, and if they have done it, they forgot what it was like. You never forget
well,
where you come from.
That's right. We have one senator who tried to compare what's going on with the troops with him as being a coach. It's not the same. It's not
no.
the same because a lot
no.
of the soldiers have PTSD for a long, they don't get over it.
Well,
some of the killings that they go through, the bombings, all the stuff that they see, it's hard to get over it. My son
right.
spent over 30 years in the Marine Corps. My son-in-law's over 20 in the Army.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard. It's hard for them.
It's very, very
hard. It's
hard
for the family when they have to go mm-hmm. away overseas and fight for democracy,
well,
for
yeah.
a worthy
well,
cause.
Even when there's no right. fighting going on, it's hard
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
of just the moving around, the constant training daily, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's hard on them and their family.
Yes, it is.
You know, I had officers soldiers who committed suicide because of the things that we were going through. I had soldiers who got killed because of the things that we were going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very hard for him to sit here and say, oh, you know, well, shit, you get to go home after the game, win or lose.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm back. and, you know, that. And with all due respect, Officer Crenshaw, I want to thank you for your service, not just in the military, but also in law enforcement here in the ATL in Atlanta. For you guys that don't know, Officer Crenshaw, he was an individual who shared his experience on the TV show Cops. And there's some episodes that you probably, you know, just pull up and check out. And how he handled the situations. I have to commend him. And you guys, just check it out, you know. And I'm so thankful for you to be here. And, again, thank you for your service. You know, I come from a family where my dad was in the Army. My oldest brother was in the Navy. And also, my sister was in the Air Force. So I wanted to join the Marines at one point in the Marching Band because, you know, I'm a musician. I wanted to do that. My dad was like, oh, hell no. You ain't joining no damn Marines. So, but let's move forward to our last topic. We have only 15 minutes. Last topic I want to touch on. Hold on a minute. Will you stop that, please, and leave that light on? Thank you. That's not what I need. I'm sitting outside, by the way. So I have to tell her she's playing the light. What I want to talk about also is tipping. When is a good time to tip? Should you tip for good service? Of course you should. Should you tip for bad service? But let's look at the whole thing about tipping, which has become a topic recently that I haven't run across. Because now you go into restaurants and they have a screen there where you okay the purchase and everything, and they give you an option to go ahead and tip. Even with Uber, they give you an option to tip. And in certain places or certain ways of tipping, you have an option to tip by dollars and cents or by percentage. According to what I just read, that a lot of people don't understand tipping percentage. Normally it's 15% for whatever your purchase is, right? But then it can go up higher. You have a choice of how much you want to tip. My question to you individuals that are here on the panel, do you tip on, you know, your service, the quality of the food, this and the other? I mean, what do you understand tipping to be, and when do you tip?
Well, I guess it's me. Well, I tip, and sometimes I tip when the service is not that great, but I don't tip the actual 15 or 18 or 20%. If the service is not that great, they might just get $3 or $4, you know, and that's giving them some food for thought that maybe the next one that comes along, they'll give them better service, be more courteous. If somebody gives me real good service, I give them 20%. Sometimes we even give more than that. It depends on where I'm at and how I feel, you know. But I'm not going to shoot for a store. I'm not going into a grocery store and somebody say, give me a tip. I'm not going to tip.
Well, grocery store, wait a minute.
Oh,
a grocery store, that should never been asked in a grocery store. What I'm saying is that in a restaurant and everything, if you don't mind, I want to go ahead and go to Crenshaw. What is your thoughts about tipping?
Well, on the joking side, Janet, I can give you real good service, so I want 20%.
Doing what?
And on the joking side, I only tip when I'm drunk and there's a cow involved. That's a whole nother story. No, I do tip. I tip the 15% based on whether or not the service was right. They gave me the order that I ordered when we sat down to eat, the food was good. It was right. We didn't have to call them back over. Even sometimes when I go in to pick up stuff, if they're very professional, courteous, happy, go, you know, just smiled and the greeting, you know, because I've gone and I've ordered from the Awful House and went and picked up food. And,
don't make me mute you. Did you say the waffle or the awful?
I said the awful house.
Okay, you said Awful House.
Right. The Waffle House is called the Awful House because they mess up your food most of the time.
And you still tip. Okay, go ahead.
And I tip if when I go to pick up the food that I ordered, if it's good, you know, if it's waiting on me ready, or if when I come in they say, hey, you know, whatever, and I order at the counter, if they're smiling and they're talking and carrying on, I'll tip because I know it's a way of making a living. I mean, I was always that way. Even as an officer on the street, I told people instead of scaring the hell out of people begging and asking for money, if you see me, flag me down. I'll give you a couple of dollars if I got it. That way you ain't got to go to jail for begging or get ran off the property.
Which is considered loitering, right?
Right. But I can't. We need money to survive, but I can't take it with me when I go. So if I can make somebody happy while I'm here, that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
I can't give tips like I've heard some people give, you know, $1,000 tips and stuff. I can't do that. But, you know,
hello.
I will show my love.
Okay. So Jen and I had this conversation about individuals who just come out of nowhere and just, you know, give $1,000 to a waitress. And those are good stories. But you know, I mean, I'm sure there's other individuals who, like, wow, I wish I was that person that got that customer to give me that $1,000 tip, right?
Right.
But then again, you know, I think about the fact that where, and I have to say this real quick, because we only have like 10 minutes left. I might go a couple of minutes over. But now, I had an individual one time, and I shared this with Janet before. I might have shared it on the show before, back when I worked at Lowe's. There was an individual that I used to work with at Home Depot, and her husband came in there to buy countertops, all kinds of stuff, right? And he said, hey, can you help me load my stuff on? I mean, he bought cabinets and this and the other. I'm like, oh, sure. And granted, I knew her, you know, met her husband, load him up, and said, hey, man, here you go. And I'm like, I can't take it out your hand. I said, because he said, well, I'm going to put it in your vest. Okay, and he put it in my vest. I didn't even look at it for about maybe 30 minutes or so, and then I reached in, and I got to counting it. It was 50, 100, 150, 200, 250. This man gave me $250. And I'm like, wait a minute. He might have reached into the wrong damn pocket. This is my thought process now. You following me? I'm like, no. He had the change pocket. And I did not spend that money. I held on to it. I said, maybe he'll come back, or they'll come back and say, oh, my bad. Why would you give me $250? And then, fortunately, his wife came into the store like a few days later. I said, do you realize your husband just gave me $250? He said, yeah, he does that from time to time. And I told him that you and I used to work together at Home Depot. And he did that. And I was really thankful. That was the biggest tip I ever got in my life. It was the biggest tip for loading on, you know, the product that he bought on his little small pickup truck that he had at the time, and assisting him and showing him how to load. See, a lot of folks don't know how to load shit, you know, but, you know, it just shocked me. But back to the conversation about tipping. Janet said that she would still tip a person even if they did not get the greatest service. She would still do that for the fact maybe that will teach them something about being, you know, respectful to their customers.
I give them less. I give them less.
Well,
they
right,
don't get
still,
the 15 or the 20%.
No, yeah,
or the 18%.
But I'm saying, but you will still tip them. Some people will not. Now, let's look at this here. According to the facts, young folks tip more than older folks. Young folks still tip. And you know what? Here's the thing. Let me finish for a moment here, Janet. By me working where I work at, I've seen individuals who make purchases, and when they get changed back, they're like, oh, keep that. It could be a dollar and a quarter, $1.50, sometimes even $2. And it's from young folks who will be like, just keep the change. I'm like, what? You don't want your $1.50? That's a fact. That's a fact. Now, I'm not working in you know, well, bottom line is this. if you do not take your change back from a Walmart or, you know, I can't put it in my pocket. I can't do that. It goes into the register. And the thing is that where if my register shows over, that could be a problem towards me. Why not just do that, you know, when you go to a restaurant on a regular basis if you don't want the change back? That's a tip. Let's keep in mind is that where there's a lot of individuals who work for different companies where they do just do deliveries. Jen and I talked about this years ago. You had Pizza Hut and everything. These guys would only get like $7 an hour, maybe $6, and they were dependent on tips. But now you got Uber, you got all kinds of services and everything that can serve your food or deliver your food. Again, the conversation is about how do you tip? And people don't understand the difference between tipping monetarily, meaning when you order something through Uber, in that Uber app, it's going to ask you, do you want to give a tip? And it's going to do it in dollars, right? But then when you go to certain restaurants, they do it in a percentage way. And a lot of people don't know how to figure percentage. You understand my point?
Yeah. 15% of whatever the total price of the food was that you ordered.
Thank you.
Is the tip.
Oh, for 17, right. It gives you so many options. You want to get 15, 17, 20, and people are confused. Y'all can look it up. Y'all can Google it and see that is a definite conversation that's going on of how do you tip. Based on amount.
Yeah, but the world has gone simple. So when you hit that 15 or that 17%, the little machine does all the math for you. They don't even check to see if it's right.
Mm-hmm.
When they get the receipt back, they just know they hit 15% or 17% button, and that's what the total is added on. You still got to check to make sure it's right. But on your point of the young generation not wanting their change back, you know, that's because all their damn pants are too tight and they don't want all them quarters and nickels and dimes in their pockets. So they'd rather you keep it than them.
Okay.
My son's a prime example of it, you know, until he took my pickle jar to the bank and found out it was over $600 worth of change. Now he brings his change in and drops it in his jar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So based on that, when we're talking about, you know, this, is it important to give a tip? Yes, it is. Because some individuals who work for certain companies are set at $7 an hour type thing. Let's say like certain drivers. You don't have drivers like you used to have anymore. You don't have a Domino's Pizza. Remember Domino's had drivers, this and the other, and you would see a lot of Domino's trucks busted up in a repair shop because they were trying to rush to get the product there. Maybe don't remember that, but I know I saw that. Okay. you know, because they were wrecking the trucks, you know. When you look at the fact that tipping in a lot of businesses is very important for a lot of individuals,
right?
So then some stores, some companies have upped the amount for a person to be paid, meaning minimum wage. Janet, you and I talked about that, what minimum wage is. What's minimum wage for folks now, in you guys' opinion? What do you think minimum wage is a decent wage? But what's minimum wage according to where you live? And can a person really live off of that?
Isn't it like $13 an hour or something?
Mm-hmm. Janet, what do you think the minimum wage is?
$7. Mm. It depends on the state.
Minimum wage,
I think in Georgia is like $7.25.
I'm sorry, there was a truck that went by. I'm sitting on the porch. I'm broadcasting outside of my house. I'm not inside of my room.
Minimum wage in Georgia is $7.25.
The minimum wage in Georgia is $7.25, right?
That's the standard. Yeah.
I'm sorry for the sound in the background. I don't know where the hell this asshole came from. Okay, $7.25 is
the
minimum
standard
wage in Georgia?
No, that's the standard for a lot of states is $7.25. Georgia has a minimum wage of 15. I don't know what their wage is, but I know a lot of places it's $7.25. And some pay less. I know Waffle House used to pay less. And people and they depended on tips because they were
I just said that. Is that where, you know, the cost of living keeps going up? And then when you talk about, and when we talk about what people are getting paid for, you know, all these companies, well-known companies, you said Waffle House, okay? Let's look at Waffle House.
But Michael, sorry, I just checked something. Georgia's
I know, but can I finish what I'm saying? Waffle House is a very well-known fast food chain. They are fast food, okay? And so what you just shared is that they pay $7, you know, and some change and things. But let's go back to the fact of tipping. Because they feel like if they pay you $7 and everything, you should give enough service to where the customer is going to tip you. Is that going to, you know, you understand what I'm saying? I got to come work for you, and you're going to pay me $7.50, and you're going to tell me, in a sense, but you being a good servant, you can make great tips. Which could bring you to $15 an hour. I'm going to pay you $7.50. You should earn $7.50 in tips.
That's prostitution.
Thank you, sir.
And it's even less than that. That's what I was trying to say. I just checked. It's
$5.25.
$5? Okay. Yeah. I was just looking at that.
But did you understand what I just said? In order to, if Walmart can pay $15 per employee, Waffle House only wants to pay $7.50 like Officer Crenshaw said, you have to prostitute yourself. And the word prostitution does not necessarily mean you're out there selling your body. You have to prostitute yourself. Let's get that squared up and understood. The word prostitution does not always mean selling your body, but selling yourself. So if this company is only going to pay me $7.50 and want me to prostitute myself for your company in order to make another $7.50 in tips. Remember the conversation about tips. An hour.
And I did say $5.15. They said Georgia and Wyoming, both.
Hello.
Are sitting at $5.15, but the employers are giving a little more than that. But that's terrible.
And half that's those places, mm-hmm. half the places paying minimum wage don't even offer benefits.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Exactly. That's why I said it the way I said it. And I thank you guys for, you know, seeing it in that way. This is not acceptable. Because you have young kids out there that are, you know, coming out of high school, some that are, you know, that can work, even in high school at a certain age. Does that tell them? Because, see, all three of us had a different, you know, upbringing, lifestyle. You know, if you went to work, this and the other, and everything. But once you got to be an adult, you know, your parents said, you ass better have a job or be going to school. One of the two. Right? So.
Yeah, but they turn around and go to school. And then the employer don't want to hire them, even though they have the paperwork showing they went to school, because they don't have the experience in the field they're going into.
My brother. There are employers like Walmart and many others that are paying for schooling for young kids now. Take a look at it.
So they're paying for them to go to school.
Right.
But
listen, when my daughter got her bachelor's degree, they were trying to treat it like she had an associate. So she had to get the master's in order to be treated like she had a bachelor's. It depends on where you work. And, yeah, right. They
right.
Got,
what
they
field
didn't...
you're going into.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So even though a lot of jobs will look at your degree and increase your pay based off of that, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get hired for having that degree, because they want to look at it, like Janet said, as less. They don't want to pay you what you're worth, what you went to school to be worth.
Right.
They want to pay you less.
No. Here's the thing. Once you get hired in and you get onto the whole thing, and then you can – you know, say to the company, hey, look, I go to school. See, they're going to question you, right? And they're going to look at that. Oh, well, I'm a student. And they look at, you know, the individual looks at what a certain company has to offer if you're going to school or if you're looking at going to school. And so when you fill out all that information, then the company's like, oh, okay, cool. Then they hire you because you're stupid, right?
Mm.
You're a person that they look at where, okay, cool. You're showing the fact that, you know, you're going to school, and, yeah, we're going to back you. Doesn't mean you're going to be a damn good employee for the company at all. See, that individual is getting
benefits from the company, but not a good employee. At all. I see it every day. I'll watch it every day. And I'm like, wow, I'm in awe.
But that's if you're going to school. What if you've already gone to school?
Yeah.
And trying to get a job somewhere.
Well, you know, that's something that I cannot answer that question for you. People know how to manipulate the system, and they've been doing very well.
Well, Michael, I'm going to have to hang up.
I understand. And we're going to go ahead and end the show because I really enjoyed, you know, the fact that we had this great conversation, you know, and first and foremost, before you leave, I want to thank each and every one of you. First and foremost, I have to thank Janet Davis, who's been my right hand. We have our differences all the time, but I love her with all my heart. Because she's always backed me. She joined me in the beginning. Officer Crenshaw, you know, appreciate you all the time when you're available. And everybody who has supported what the TMGN, the TMGS has done. We do have a new show that's going to start on the 19th. A young man, and I felt like, you know, I have 7 days a week here. I'm going to share this with you guys. I have 7 days a week here, 3 hours a day. And I'm like, how come I'm not using this? And I offer to many folks, hey, look, if you want to have a show on the TMGN, I'm already paying for the time. It's there. So you're welcome. And share what your ideal might be for the show. Something that would be great for the network. And a young man stepped up. We went through the board and everything. And he's going to be broadcasting on the 19th. So, again, I say I'm thankful for this blessing. And I'm thankful to know all of you and work with all of you. You know, it's not something that you see every day or that you experience every day. I've been fortunate to do that every week. And I just thank you guys. I really do. You know, it's just an amazing journey. And God has blessed me to do something that I wanted to do years ago. I wanted to be a radio personality on, you know, like one major, you know, AM or FM shows and everything. But here comes social media. And here we are. So I want to thank you guys again. Next Saturday, we're going to be on air, and we're going to do what we do. And I've been in contact with many guests who've been on the show in the past. They're like, hey, they're ready to come back on in the present, the first of the year. There's so much stuff that's going on, and I'm just so thankful. So I just want to share that. Okay?
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for brightening up my day outside of my family, my immediate family. You know, you guys kind of helped bring me out of that gloomy mood I was in. So thank you.
Hey, bro, you remember when we all got together for the first time and we got to that event from a friend of mine? Trust me, it's going to be one coming up soon, bigger and better than that. So, you know, you already got an invitation because you're part of this family, you know. So we're going to do it this year. We're going to do a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things over the years, and I'm thankful for, you know, that. So we're going to all hook up again. Janet, go ahead. I know you have something to say.
No, I got to go. So you guys have a good night. I enjoy both of you,
And like Michael say, I have to check him out every now and then. every now and then.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say that's my biggest sister. And we do have our differences, but, you know, we love what we do. And the thing is that it's just going to get better and better and better. You know, trials and tribulations come, but you know what? We don't back down, you know. And I'm just thankful, mm-hmm. you know. I'm thankful. Next Saturday we'll be on live as usual. And keep in mind, there's a news show coming up, which is going to be called, in fact, your host is going to be Darian Reynolds. This show, as I said, this young man here took the grips of it. We went through teaching him how to run the board and everything earlier this week, and he caught on so fast, you know. Really, he caught on really, really fast. And if you guys have time on Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, he's in the Birmingham area, you know, but I think he's got a great, you know, approach to the show, to the network. And what he's going to be talking about is something that we all can, you know, understand. And I'm going to share with you guys all that next Saturday prior to the show. I don't want to spoil it. But tune in. We'll be there on Saturday, and then his show is going to be on Sunday, same time as we do our show. All right. So without further ado, we're going to get out of here. Okay? Thank you, guys. God bless. And you know what I'm trying to do, right, Janet?
I don't know. I'm getting ready to hang up because I'm gonna spank you. Good night.
I'm trying to find a song to play to close out the show.
I don't know what you're trying to do. Good night.
I'm trying to find a song to close out the show, but you guys, hey, take care. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday. All right, so I'm gonna find a song here to close out.
Good night.
Oh, I'm in on this one.